Prologue. Thea. My fingers tapped ceaselessly on the armrest of the F-250 as I sat alone in the truck, peering out the passenger window at Wren's village. All I could think was, whoa. Beau was right. Wren's people lived in a time capsule, a leftover place from the world before. I understood more than ever why my brother had wanted Wren, unprotected and so far removed out here, to come back to Whitehorse with him. Their village might have been hidden away, off the beaten path of the main road, but it still wasn't safe. Our 9-hour drive from home, down the slushy highway, had been a quiet one. Beau and Wren were nervous to return to the village after 3 months away, especially since my brother had nearly killed Wren and took her away from her family directly after, or so they likely saw it. But a momentary break in the weather made our trip a somewhat urgent one, and with our sudden appearance in the village, I didn't blame Wren and Beau for being anxious. We would be unwanted. We were tainteds. I imagined meeting the parents was difficult for anyone in a relationship, and under these extreme circumstances, I knew my brother wouldn't be greeted with open arms. It didn't matter if Wren thought Whitehorse was the right call, especially for people like her. They'd never had the virus, so they had no abilities, which meant they had no protection against the super-powered crazy people still roaming these lands from time to time. But I guess Wren wasn't exactly like her people anymore, not since my brother came along. She didn't have an ability, but she was a tainted like the rest of us now. Because of him, she was a carrier of the genetically engineered virus that mutated and changed people. The same one that had changed all of us during the outbreak years ago. But Wren was still alive because of my brother, too. And that made me proud of him. I watched through the window as the willow boughs trembled in the wind. Beau was an ass sometimes, for sure, but he wasn't cruel or mean-spirited. And he definitely hadn't known sleeping with Wren could kill her. Knowing how much her family disliked him for what he'd done worried me. But if Hunter was as great as Wren made him sound, I knew her best friend would help her people see that we weren't as bad as some of them seemed to think. In fact, we were normal, all things considered. And if we could relate to anything, it was living in fear. And that was the last thing any of us wanted for Wren and her village. Heaving the door open, I climbed out of the plow truck, my boots landing on the ground with a soggy crunch. It was still cold as hell, and as a gust of wind blew past, I tugged my purple beanie further down over my ears. Pulling out the small tin of lip balm from my back pocket, I unscrewed the top, dabbed my finger in the raspberry-tinted beeswax, and rubbed it on my lips. There were two things I would never get used to living in the North. Skin so dry it hurt to move, and lips so chapped they cracked at the slightest twitch. Or maybe it was all just too reminiscent, reminding me of the way the wind whipped around Beau and me in the old forsaken Heston building the night we thought we might freeze to death in that dank, moldy room. My mother's body, half covered in snow outside the window. I shoved the lip balm into my back pocket, staring dolefully at the village. It was so sad. I didn't know exactly what had happened here years ago, only that survivors with mind-controlling abilities manipulated the village to do horrible things. But I knew Wren's mother and brother were dead, and that her family was scarred in ways I could never fully comprehend. Staring down the muddy road, I eyed the ramshackle homes with frayed tarps on the roofs that flapped in the wind, their eaves dripping with melting snow. I would have assumed the village was abandoned had I not known any better. There were no cars or people walking about. There were no dogs barking, and what little livestock I could see was in a small stable toward the end of the road, across from Wren's house. She and Beau had been in there for nearly 20 minutes. A familiar engine rumbled as the old tour bus we used for trips to Prince Rupert came to a stop behind the truck and horse trailer. At least reinforcements had